Alright. I'm gonna do the love offering and I got Kool-Aid for everybody in the kitchen. So, would you bless the love offering? Thank you for sharing with me. I teach the course full-time. That's my function in the world. And I live off the donations that I receive in my classes. So thank you for being loving and generous to me. I appreciate that. Next class is when? Miracles are something you're trying to figure out and get the meaning of. You know, like you're going, I don't understand, so give me the meaning of that. But that's not the way we do conversation. When someone's just talking to you, you're just sitting there listening. You're not trying to analyze and dissect every single word they say. So you really hear what they're saying. But in something like this, it brings up that need to dissect. And that's what he says. He says, what we do is we take a little bit from the whole, and then we try to see if we can understand that little bit that we fragmented. He says, but that's just a way of trying to avoid dealing with it. You know, you told me I needed to give peace, and I'm afraid to give peace, and I'm afraid to be trusted. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask you a question that has to do with somebody who just screwed you over. Because what that does is that makes me feel justified in continuing to not trust. So if I'm afraid of what you're asking me to do, then I'm going to come up with all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. And so what I really should be looking at is the fact that I'm just afraid to do it. And then get in touch with why am I afraid to be more loving? Why am I afraid to be more trust? Why am I afraid? So that's where you should start. Rather than trying to figure out how to deal with that person, you should ask yourself, why am I afraid to start to move toward trust again, toward peace again, toward love again? Because the truth is, there are not a lot of individuals running around personally trying to get you, trying to hurt you personally. I mean, you can bring up all the people on the side of the world who don't like America and all that kind of stuff, but let's break it down in your day-to-day experience. In your day-to-day experience, how many people in your day-to-day experience have attacked you today? I mean, physically screwed you up, messed you up, jammed up your life. You know you can't say a whole lot of them. It's one. It's one or two. Five at the most. And you can we'll let those one to five people completely blind us to all the love that we could be experiencing in our life. That our own reality is showing us is there because we're literally not getting attacked, which means that all the days I went through worrying that nothing happened to me were days I could have gone through in total peace and nothing happened to me. You know, think about how many days that nothing has happened to you that you worried all day about what would happen to you. And that's what the course means by delay. That's delay. That's delay. Power is being in the present, and being in the present means I'm going to deal with you in terms of what's happening in the present. So, what's happening in the present is that you and I are having total peace with each other, and that's the way I deal with this present. I deal with this present in terms of what's happening now. And what's happening now is nothing for me to defend against. There is no rifle pointing at me. There's nobody attacking me. There's nobody doing anything to me. So my appropriate response right now would be peace in your presence. Because whatever's going to happen to me 5 minutes from now is not in front of my face right now. And guess what? If I focus on the truth and the peace that this moment brings, the promise is it will extend into the next moment. It will have to because that's what I'm focused on. You know, but the person's always focused on how they can be attacked and they're totally defensive and how everybody... If you blame it, if you tell me that more than three people that's giving you a hard time, then I'm going to tell you it's you. Because those three people did not get together and conspire against you. You know, my landlord doing me wrong, the person on my job is doing me wrong, my mate's doing me wrong, I went down to the grocery store and the cook, well, who's the common denominator in all those experiences? You. So why don't you just own that it's something about you? And so you can be free. Then you can be free. And then you get a chance to say, oh, there must be something in me that's afraid that's attracting this. And then I get a chance to tell you, well, you are not alone. And just don't intrude your past on your guests. You've invited God. God is here. Just don't interfere. What would interference be? Me thinking I need to understand every step of the healing before I let the healing happen. Yes. The movie? Yeah, if you get a chance, check that out. It's, I think it's on the one out south. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all means, David has one he wants to make. So, second, we take a couple of minutes, and we're going to see if we can get this thought down. This is the thought that allows the allows for the non-interference, and I'm going to say it in as many ways as I can over the next couple of minutes, and you just kind of let yourself hear it, and if you want to say it, that's fine. You know, but right now, let's let ourselves have it.
Give it to me.
Okay. There it is. I'd like to ask you to make the decision today that your understanding isn't necessary in order for you to receive the blessings of what you truly accomplished in your life. And in case you're trying to think of a thought to take with you, I'm going to give you the thought that the Course itself says that if you would just keep this thought in mind, that this will be the thought that would allow the healing to be done for you. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. You can substitute any words you want to use for God. Me personally, I just love the word God. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. The Holy Spirit of God. I have invited God. I have invited God, and God is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited God, and God is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my love. I have invited love, and love is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. 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 And if there's something for you to be, if there's something for you to be made aware of, if there's somewhere for you to go, if there's someone that you're supposed to talk to, you will be told from within what to do. But you want to say this prayer to open your mind up to your own personal inner guide so that you can receive divine instruction about any situation in your life. So the purpose of this idea is to open your mind to receive the answer. And what the specific answer will be very individual. The specific answer may be very individual, just for you. But what you want to learn how to do is to go to that new state of mind that allows the healing to be done for you. And the Course says, if you will keep this idea in mind and try to focus on this idea first, then this will be the idea that will allow the healing to be done for you. One more time. I am not alone, and I will not intrude the path upon my guest. I have invited God, and God is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. Mighty companion, you're getting ready to go out into the lab, but you're not going out in the lab alone. So don't intrude your past doubts and past beliefs upon your guests. You invited God, and now Spirit is here. Just don't interfere because Spirit is here. So just don't interfere because Spirit is here. So just don't interfere because Spirit is here. See y'all next time. So we got this group. Incredible, blessed, great. Thank you. Thank you. Tools are available.